Welcome, listeners. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap for January 23rd, 2025. We start with an in-depth look at the world of superannuation and insurance. The Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, known as a PRA, has recently unveiled important details about the profit-sharing dynamics between group life insurers and super funds. This particularly concerns premium adjustment mechanisms, or PAMs. In simple terms, these mechanisms work to maintain the stability of premiums by adjusting for any favorable claims experiences. APRA was firm in its statement. While such mechanisms are completely legal, it is essential to ensure the members' interests remain safeguarded and conflicts of interest are kept at bay. Now, these principles are based on the Superannuation Industry Supervision Act of 1993 and Prudential Standard SPS 250, both of which instruct trustees to uphold the financial interests of beneficiaries and secure insurance deals at an arm's length. Our next story takes us to an unfolding travel insurance dispute, which is putting a fine point on the need to understand policy clauses. The dispute involves an Australian man who had to cut his USD trip short due to a family medical emergency. His claim was denied by insurer AWP Australia because it related to a previous existing illness of a relative, which fell within the policy's exclusions. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, the AFCA, ruled in favor of the insurer. This case really underlines the importance of understanding the exclusions in your travel insurance policy. Moving on, markets worldwide, including ours, are preparing for a possible bout of Trumpflation as the benefits of an expected rate cut seem to evaporate. With Donald Trump's second presidential term, investors are prepared for shifts towards inflationary pressures due to pro-growth policies. Damian Hennessy from Zenith Investment Partners has pointed at the rising U.S. debt levels contributing to heightened market volatility. He advises us that the Australian dollar has depreciated amid a rising U.S. dollar and has raised doubts about the protective power of a minor rate cut against broader market difficulties in this year. Our final story for the day shifts our focus to the unfortunate bushfires disrupting Halls Gap in Victoria. The severity of the fires has triggered a wave of insurance claims, leading to concerns over insurability and coverage. Peter Dutton, the coalition leader, underscored the significance of the situation and called for urgent solutions during a recent community meeting. The lack of insurance threatens the existence of businesses in the area, affecting loans and even leading to potential closures. And that wraps up your daily financial news for today. Thank you for listening to Financial Services Online. I am Paige Estrotori, wishing you a great day.